He feels like a good, solid pro, a real mature kid, a mature player. Probably a shutdown D, but he's got good wheels. He gaps up quick, he retrieves pucks quick, gets to people quick, and he's got some stiffness to him, plays with some bite.
Anybody you can compare him to this season?
Not really. I don't think that would be fair, but he's a terrific kid. Really enjoyed spending time with him, and he will report to Hershey tomorrow and get working.
George, do you have a target date in mind for when Nick might be able to be back in the mix?
I don't. He did pass his test today with flying colors, which is really good news. He actually did. He performed better on this than he did on the baseline. So that's real good news for us, and we'll see where it goes from here. But it looks like the worst is behind for Nicky.
Ideally, would you
before we see him back on?
Pardon me?
What steps are left in his progression before we see him in a game?
Just making sure he's in good shape and he's comfortable. It's going to be his decision.
What did the test today that he passed?
He took the baseline test.
Just another baseline.
Yeah.
Ideally, would you like him to get in a regular season game or two if he feels ready to do that?
You know what? I would like to have been in the lineup 50 games ago. Obviously, he's a terrific player, but it's got to be his decision. We're not going to put any pressure on him to play. He's got to be comfortable, and we're not going to put this kid at risk by telling him we need him to play, et cetera. He's a grown-up, and he knows how he feels, and he'll make the decision as to whether he plays or not.
Talk a little bit about TJ Seiner and what you saw in him, and have you had a look at him since he's been in Hershey?
I haven't had a chance to get over yet. I'm probably going to do that this weekend. But real clever player and really quick. And wanted to get playing some real hockey and get to the pro level. So we're happy to sign him as well.
George, is there a point during Nick's being not even on the ice that you were worried that he's not even going to get on the ice, let alone even think about playing in a game, but just get on the ice before the summer?
Yeah, you just never know with these things. I didn't know whether he'd be even ready for next year. You don't know when these things happen, whether it's going to be a day, a month, a year, 2 years. You don't know. And we're just really relieved today that he feels great and he's out practicing again. He's a fabulous player that we need and this league needs. You know, these are the guys you want to watch because they're real difference makers.
So, George, to be clear, he's passed all the medical tests the team is asking to. So now basically up to him whether he feels 100%.
Basically, yeah.
Did you know when he went to Sweden and got that kind of mental health break and came back? I mean, did that surprise you guys that his symptoms had kind of subsided then?
Yeah, because you never know how things, what's going to turn for a player. And he went home, I think, during the All-Star break and started feeling better and then came back and sort of stagnated and hit a threshold that he couldn't get beyond. So we sent him home again and he started feeling better. So maybe that's got to be part of the protocol now. If a guy's starting to stall in his progress, send him home.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, it worked for Mike as well last year. He seemed to think that benefited him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, my recollection of that one isn't as clear as this one, so I don't know. You probably know more than I do. The one other thing I should mention today is our young goaltender, Grubauer, had surgery on his wrist. And he's probably out the rest of the season. But he had a torn tendon in the wrist, and the doctor went in to explore and see how serious it was. And it was serious enough that they had to pin it down.
Was it his catching hand?
His blocking.
Any idea whether he'll be back
for development camp at all?
Yeah, we're hoping he'll be ready for that.
Tough loss there, because I mean, I'm sure you liked what you saw.
Yeah, we really like him. He's obviously, we liked him enough to draft him, and then after Dave Pryor, I got to work with him for a little bit. So boy, this guy's even better than I thought. So we're certainly happy that he's turned out to be as good as he is, and he's played a lot of hockey this year, so he should be even better next year.
George, what's your current understanding of the situation with Kuznetsov?
There's really nothing going on there at this point.